T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
They aren't licensed therapists, but they do play one on the radio.
It's Other People's Problems with Ryan and Michelle on FM 100.
So I got a direct message from a listener wanting to know if she's a bad aunt.
And you can always, by the way, send us a direct message on facebook.com/FM100Memphis. We read them, and this is where we get them from.
So here's what she says. Dear Ryan and Michelle, let me explain why I'm being accused of being a bad aunt. When my sister-in-law first got pregnant, I had offered to babysit their child for medical emergencies, but not, quote, if they just wanted time off from being parents. I work 80 to 90 hours a week, so if anyone needs time off, it's me. Ooh. Plus, I'm not really much of a kid person. Michelle, you know what? Side note, that kind of breaks my heart when somebody says I'm not really a kid person.
But everyone's different.
I know. That just breaks my heart. Anyway, it's simply the truth. I've made it clear, medical emergencies only. My brother has been complaining to me for months now about him and his wife needing some time off for themselves and is begging me to watch my nephew. I made it clear again, no, get a babysitter. Medical emergencies only. His wife has now called me an awful aunt, and he's on that bandwagon now too, and it's caused a rift in our relationship. They're telling me that I need to get over it and watch my nephew because family is important. I make time to see my nephew. I just don't want to watch him alone. Am I really a bad aunt?
Oh, gosh, that is tough.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair that family members are forcing her to watch the nephew or wanting to spend time with him when she really doesn't want to. Because personally, if I had a son or daughter, I wouldn't want to force them on somebody that didn't really want to watch them, you know?
I always try to put it in... Well, that's a whole other thing. I'll hold my thoughts. I'll hold my thoughts about what I was going to say until we hear from somebody else. How about that?
Darla from Marion, Arkansas. What are your thoughts this morning?
My thoughts are that she is not a bad aunt. It was her brother's choice to have the child. And if she wanted to be saddled with that responsibility, she would have her own kids.
And that's what I was going to say. I was waiting for it because it's one of those things where I always try to put myself in other people's shoes. So if it were me and, knock on wood, I had a child and I asked my sister, for example, and she said that to me, I would have to say to myself, you know what, Michelle? I have to respect my sister's choice. She's a human being and she can make her own decisions. And it was my choice to have a child. So that's kind of exactly where my head was at. So I'm glad you said it.
Yeah, and I happen to have about 20 nieces and nephews.
Wow.
I have a little bit of experience being an aunt.
I would say so.
Y'all have a good day.
Casey in Millington, do you want to weigh in this morning?
I do, because the whole point is kind of null and void, because I would never, ever want anybody watching my kid that didn't want them. Yeah.
Right, that's what I say. You know, if somebody makes it clear that they don't want to be a part of your kid's life or watch them or spend time with them when they really don't want to, then I'm not going to force somebody or expect somebody in my family to watch my kid.
Exactly. It never would happen. If somebody told me medical emergencies only, I would, you know, you got to go by it because they're not going to treat them the same.
And I will say, going off of all this, what I do love about the email that she sent or the message, whatnot, is that she said, I make all the time in the world to see the child and spend time with the child. I just don't want to be alone with the child. So
yeah, she's not comfortable with it. And why would you want somebody that wasn't comfortable with it?
Right. So to me, that shows, in my opinion, that she is a good aunt, because it's not like she's not spending any time with the child. She makes time. It's just she has her boundaries and she has her limits.
Right.
And I bet her sister-in-law and her husband probably have friends that would actually enjoy watching their kids. So they should reach out to some friends.
Exactly. Or even paying, you know, somebody, finding, you know, somebody good and paying them.
Yeah, you can't have kids and automatically assume the family members are going to be free babysitters.
Exactly. Thanks. Y'all have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.